This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I'm one half of your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd, and you are.
Nerdette.
Fighting crime and snakes in South Carolina. How the hell are you doing?
I'm fine.
We had our second matchup today.
I don't know, man. The snake does not give up. It wants to wants to stay here.
But now he's made me pissed. Today was not the fucking day to be showing up in my fucking yard, is all I gotta say about this fucking snake, dude. Let's just start off with the day really quick. And I guess I'll just, like, my day sucked, man. I mean, I've been on phone calls all morning long trying to get shit done, going in all sorts of different directions, just talking to a lot of people, and it was, it's been a fucking nightmare. Plus, I talked to my grandfather, and, you know, it's just, there's a lot of aggravating things happening today for me. I don't know how the hell the conversation got brought up about the snake. I don't know if I asked you if it was out or you just said it was out.
No, you came out in the living room. When you come out in the living room, the dogs fucking go apeshit.
Yeah.
And so Faith was following you around, and I knew she didn't have to go because she had just gone out not long before that. I'm like, you can't let her out because the snake is out there sunbathing. And then you went out immediately.
Fucking pissed. I'm done with this motherfucker.
Yeah, and then
grabbed the shovel. Fucking, I made sure the sharp end was pointed down. I fucking swung up my head and hit that
fucking hell out that motherfucker. Came crashing down on him. That snake, like, jumped up and it was, like, moving. You could tell it was fucking hurt.
Yeah.
But then it was just starting, like, weird movements, and it started making that sound, like, the... You remember the fuck the snake's, like, hissing? So I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go, man. I'm about to fight this motherfucker. So I'm like, all right. And it started coming towards me. So I'm like, all right, it's coming towards me, so I'm going to fucking, you know... And I immediately had a plan in my head. Because we have a doggy door where you have to come in through the thing. And I'm like, all right, it sees where I am. It knows how to get to me now. Hopefully it tries to come through. So I'm sitting there waiting by the thing, waiting for the flap to come open. And I look over and it just retreated back to where the hell it lives underneath the stoop. And this thing, it fucking bashed it really good this time. I mean, it was a good fucking hit. And it was moving weird and slow. It'll probably fucking regenerate. We probably won't see it for another couple of weeks. But by the time it does come back out again, we will have a new tool that I'm about to order right after the show. I want to get your opinion on it first. That's why I showed it to you beforehand. But there's this like snake grabber thing.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, reach out and grab the motherfucker. It's like a toy claw hand that you would use at, like, the Walmart supermarkets to grab a stuffed animal. But this is, like, it's on, like, a hook. And you can fucking extend the thing out about 50 feet or whatever. Grab the bastard, squeeze it, and hold it so you don't have to risk getting, you know, attacked or whatever. So I already fucking came up with it. But we are going to be the snake fucking killers in this motherfucker. I'm going to be advertising in the neighborhood. I'm going to be using this tool. And I will kill every fucking snake in South Carolina if I have to. Because I don't like these motherfuckers. They pissed off the wrong guy.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
It's just a nuisance.
Fuck, I'm just in a mood. What's going on with you over there?
Not much. Got my blinds, so I'm fucking happy. And that's been my 24 hours, so I'm good.
It was quick.
Yeah, it was nice and quick. And the windows look amazing now, so I'm extremely happy. For some reason, the only people that seem to give a fuck in this house are me and Jenna. Yeah. You and Sammy are just like, eh.
Whatever. The fucking blinds, man. The thing I wanted to get done hasn't even happened
yet. The smallest things make me happy. Like, those blinds, I am so freaking happy. I hated the other ones. They were so ugly.
Yeah, they were.
They were like, they're like off-white manila blend into the fucking wall color. They're disgusting. Now we have nice white ones, and it's going to look pretty when
the paint
gets done.
A lot of our fucking listeners probably have the same blinds that we had up
in
the windows. They're not
with
bad.
With our paint...
Yeah.
I just don't...
It looks fine to me. It's just
I don't like it. It bothers me.
Our daughter in Jenna's room, everyone knows she's autistic. When she was first brought to this house, she was little. We didn't really have it under control yet. We didn't know, like, what was going on.
She was in kindergarten, yeah.
She was, like, pulling on the fucking blinds and destroying them. Every time we tried to replace them, destroyed. So we just left them. And they were fucking ripped up. And finally got the chance to get them fixed. And they are nice.
She's got thick ones. Now she's got good ones there.
Yeah, they are nice.
And she's using the actual wand instead of actually grabbing them like a fistful.
Yeah, that's how she did it at first. I'm glad she got it figured out, man. Because those things were not fucking cheap.
No, they were not.
Not cheap. This fucking it's been an expensive couple of fucking weeks for us here, man.
Yeah.
It sucks. And we still got more shit to come. But the house looks great.
Yeah.
That's all that fucking matters, right? Appearances.
That's all I give a fuck about. Yeah. It's like things are finally starting to... look better in here.
Oh, yeah. So what else have you been doing? Watch anything?
Yeah, I did watch something. Hold on. It had a long-ass title. I can't remember what the fuck it was called. I actually watched something. Oh, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. I watched that, the four episodes on Max.
Is this the
about the Nickelodeon stuff that was going on.
Ariana Grande was not in that, was she?
Not talking. They showed her, though.
I heard some shit about her, man. They said she signed an NDA. Got paid off for not talking.
Oh, really?
That's a huge rumor going around. And apparently, it's like common knowledge. But, I mean, I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit about any of these people.
She didn't come on and talk about anything. Yeah, but they did show clips of stuff that they were making her do.
What are they doing to these kids? It was just...
I don't know. Just weird shit.
It was like
sexual
shit. Of course it was sexual. Like, of course it was.
It's just... just weird.
These people have no fucking limits, man. How fucking depraved they are, you know?
It was good, though. I actually watched the whole thing. I binged it last night. I'm like, oh, it's only four episodes? Yeah. I'll blow through this.
What details? You take any notes on it? You got any details on this shit? Because I don't know. I just saw the article.
Well, like the one guy in charge of like all the shows was making like the girls do like weird things, like you said. And then... She was squeezing a potato really weird. And, like, saying that she wanted the juice to come out or something like that. And then, a syringe would, like they would squeeze the syringe and, like, goop would come out on the girl's face. Like, It was just, there was weird shit.
To me, it sounds, the way you're describing it, it sounds like it could just be like a stupid gag, like the green slime from the ceiling with slime people.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't sound bad yet. I mean, like, I don't know, were they touching these fucking kids?
This is going to be a very unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I thought the first two episodes were extremely boring.
Yeah.
They were harping on this one guy, who I can see, like, looking at the clips that they were showing over and over and over again. I'm like, okay, that is weird. But, like, I didn't really, like, it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like, I understand they were showing these to kids, but kids don't understand some of this stuff.
You shouldn't do that kind of humor if that's how it was. I gotta see the context.
I didn't really see that big of a deal. Apparently he, Dan Snyder or something, I don't know what the fuck his name was, but apparently he was treating women poorly behind the scenes. And
who didn't back then, you know? It's the 90s.
He was always making them, like, massages at the top of his head or whatever, and I'm like, that's sexual harassment? Like, I was looking
at...
Is it,
though? I mean, there's a fine line.
That's what I'm saying. The first two episodes, I was so bored. I'm like, I don't... Like, he's a creep, but I don't see what's wrong with him. And then it got into the second two episodes, and I'm like, okay, when they got into the pedophile shit...
That's what I want to hear. I was like, was he touching these fucking kids?
Not him, but there was three that were hired and working on...
And they were touching... All right, then they need to be fucking executed.
There was three that were hired that were around the kids all the time that they shouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. And one of the kids did some serious shit happened.
Yeah, if these kids were touched, and something needs to happen.
Like, that was terrible. So I did enjoy what...
I don't care how someone makes you feel. It's what they did to you. Did they do something to you? That's what I need to know.
The main guy did not. It was other people that were hired.
Yeah. People feel all kinds of ways now.
Yeah. They kept showing clips, and I'm like, I mean, there was one with Ariana Grande where, like, her with water, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, I never watched that show, so I don't know what that show was about, but I'm like, it was freaking weird. Like, why is she laying like that pouring water on herself? But I never watched that show, so I can't, I don't know, but...
Kids were put in some weird situations when I was a kid. No one ever saw a fucking Double Dare. They were getting water splashed on them and shit all the time, and cream and shaving cream, whatever the fuck. It was a fun show. I loved it as a kid. I used to have a Double Dare shirt.
I don't know. I it's just my opinion. I didn't really see...
That's a little too much.
But the pedophile crap, those three creeps in the second two episodes, and like, what the fuck happened to the one kid? Like, that's fucked up. Yeah. So I definitely, like... agree with those two episodes. The first two, I'm just like, are we reaching?
Like, that's what it sounded like when you were describing it in the beginning. But then, like, you brought if they're doing that kind of stuff, then that is bad.
Like, and if you didn't like working there, I understand you're desperate for a job, then don't fucking work there and find someone. Because I want it.
No, you want to be a fucking star, so you're going to put up with it. Then it's your fucking fault. But I'm not saying in these kids' cases. I'm talking about the Harvey Weinstein adults.
There was two women who were writers on one of the shows. I don't really know these shows, but they were sharing a salary. And they agreed to do it because they wanted to become writers. They wanted to be on the show. And so you did that.
You signed the fucking contract.
Let anyone else be aware of it.
Know your worth, if that's the case.
I don't know. So, like I'm saying, it's just my opinion, people. Yeah. I thought the first two episodes were a little boring, and then it got, like, really interesting. Like, the stuff that happened with the kids, so fucked up, but...
I feel bad for the kids, you know, because you gotta figure, those kids can't sign these things for themselves. They're put in these positions by their parents who want them to be famous so they can reap the benefits. And if their parents have wind that something weird's going on, they may not be inclined to look out for the kids' best behavior because they're so fucking greedy.
Yeah.
There's so much greed out there, man. Like, a lot of these parents are part of the problem. Look at the Lohans, how fucked up their kids are because of them, you know? And all these other showbiz parents. Why do you think the Carters...
I agree with them, though, with, like, child actors, they all end up fucked up.
Well, look at the Backstreet Boys. Nick Carter and his fucking family, two of them dead within a year.
Yeah.
How the fuck do your kids die of overdoses? You're not in their lives, you're not helping them out, you don't give a fuck what they're doing. They stopped becoming your kid when they sold their first album. Then they could just do whatever the fuck they want. These parents suck, man. They're asking for it. And I feel bad for these kids. It's the adults that put the... Oh, this guy touched me 20 years ago. Yeah, but did you star in his fucking movie? Did you cash his fucking check? Did you suck his fucking dick for that check? Yes, you did. You're a prostitute. You're not a victim. You're a fucking whore. And that's how this show is going to go today. I'm telling you, it's been a fucking day, man. But I tell no lies. If you fucking go into a casting room... And some fat guys on the couch like, yeah, you get this role if you suck my nasty little dick. I'll give you a $10,000 check for this fucking role if you come over, or whatever the role is, whatever. And these women will do it. They'll keep their mouths shut for decades until they became a star. How'd you become a star? You suck that fat guy's dick. Don't be ashamed of it. Fucking own it. Be like, yeah, I sucked his dick, but now I'm $100 million, you know, in the bank. Yeah. I'm a fucking star. This is how I got it. Don't be fucking trying to get this guy arrested for fucking offering you something that you took, you stupid fucking cunt. I'm sorry, man. I'm a big proponent of women's rights. I fucking yell about the LGBTQ shit, but some women are fucking whores, and this is what they did to themselves. And we don't take anything seriously that comes out of their mouths when it's like 30 years later. You became a big star. Anybody who went after Harvey Weinstein, I just don't have any sympathy for him. I just don't. I just fucking don't. You know, you put yourself in that situation. You could have said no. You know what I mean? At that point, it's a transaction. So I just got everyone pissed off at me. What else you been up to?
No, that's it. At least I watched something.
You did.
And it was four episodes. So yay me.
Very fucking proud of you.
I don't know. It was interesting.
So our pal JJ asked a question. When are we going to get a DC Universe only episode? And I thought about it for like half a second. And I was like,
why?
They don't even put out episodes about them, you know, DC Universe.
There's nothing to talk about anymore.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, JJ, if you can find us any other game, man, we'll all fucking hop in that shit together and start fresh. It's something different, man. This DC Universe game is so dead. They haven't done anything.
Yeah, but he's on PlayStation, so we can't even do that.
Yeah, true. Well, I think some of these games have cross-play. For some reason, DC Universe never got the fucking hint. But they haven't done a damn DLC in 6 months plus now. It's been since, and it's just like there's no reason to even log into that game anymore. It's like I stopped the subscription. You stopped yours a while ago.
Yep.
I'm just gonna let that shit rot until they fucking announce something. The next thing they will announce, and I'm just gonna say right now, it's the end of the game. They're gonna be like, yeah, you guys are gonna get a bunch of free shit as a thank you. We're gonna shut the servers down in 3 months. Have fun. And I think that'll be the next thing they do. I also got another email here too. This one was more of a, what the fuck are you talking about, nerd? Apparently I said that Jake Paul's going to knock Mike Tyson out in the fight, and I'm standing by that. He's going to knock Mike Tyson the fuck out. If they take it seriously, Mike Tyson is going down. It's going to be ugly.
I don't
know. And I was asked to describe why.
Because it's rigged.
Well, I don't know.
These freaking fights, man, are ridiculous. Give me a break.
These circus fights, they're pretty bad, and you have to use MMA boxing fight math here when you talk about this fight. And this is how I'll describe why I thought Jake Paul was going to knock Tyson out fucking cold. The guy's 58 years old, man.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson was getting beaten by bums in his late 30s. He was getting knocked the fuck out by guys he would have beaten in his early 20s. It's just time caught up with him at a young age, you know. And he's 58. You don't get better with age. You really don't. Especially when you're a fighter. Your reflexes get worse. You get slower. Your stamina. He can still punch. But can he still throw that many punches? Is he going to be fast enough to fucking hit this kid? You know, it's going to be a nightmare. And if you want to really break it down, look at Evander Holyfield when he fought that Vitor Belfort guy. It was a fucking clown show. Holyfield got battered by a man he would have fucking eaten for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 30 years ago. You know,
these guys are getting old, man. They're old and they're slow.
Yeah.
They've been punched in the head like a gazillion times. Like, I don't know.
Evander Holyfield was Mike Tyson's daddy in the 90s. He beat the fucking piss out of him twice. Like, it wasn't even close. He was fucking... He humiliated Tyson. He beat him so bad he had to bite his ear and cried and shit because he couldn't fucking beat the guy. He couldn't beat him. Why the fuck do they always say Mike Tyson's the baddest man when he got his ass handed to him by the real baddest man? I was always a Holyfield fan. It pissed me off when he went in there and got fucking hammered by this dude. But anyway, Holyfield owned Mike Tyson. He goes and fights this MMA guy who can't box worth a shit, who goes in there and beats a battered old boxer. Jake Paul is a real boxer, no matter what you want to say. He beats up these MMA guys for fucking fun, you know? He's been knocking them out left and right. He would have knocked out Vitor Belfort. Vitor Belfort knocked out Holyfield, who fucking owned Tyson back when they were both in their prime. You know, I just... You look at the way it builds out here. I think Tyson might have 1 minute of good fighting before he gets gassed out. Look at him versus Roy Jones Jr. That was a fucking, you know, like two turtles fucking fighting each other. It was just a slow, you know, slog fest. If Jake Paul takes it seriously, he is going to knock Mike Tyson the fuck out. And he's going to flatline poor Mike. And people are going to be very upset. And even if... This guy can't win, Jake Paul. Because if he goes out there and knocks out Tyson, you knock out an old man. If he goes out there and Tyson just magically fucking hits him once and knocks him the fuck out, you lost to an old man. You can't win. So why are you doing it? For money, you know?
Yeah.
So there you go. Either way, they all win. I did finish Sex and the City, just like that, the second season. I mean, it was a little bit better than the first one, but it's still an awful fucking show. It's so god-awful, I'm not even going to talk about it. It was just bad. I'm glad it's over with. We watched Ricky Stanicky. I told you to fucking check that shit out too.
Yeah.
Because I had no desire to see this because I fucking hate John Cena. Mm-hmm. Was told it was a good movie. Decided to put it on. Within 5 minutes, I was already cracking up. I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. Very funny movie. And it's about these friends when they were little kids. They set a fire on someone's porch playing pranks on Halloween. You know, they had like a bag full of dog shit. Lit the house up. Firefighters came. The kids ran and they were hiding behind a bush. And they were like, oh, we got to plan a fucking, you know, we have to pin this on somebody so the cops will know it was us. So they like had their underwear. They ripped it off and they wrote down the name Ricky Stanicky that they made up. Mm-hmm. And they left it there behind. And the cops were like, oh, look, some idiot kid left their underwear. His name is on here. Ricky Stanicky started the fire. So the kids were like, oh, we could do this for the rest of our lives. So they were everything they've ever done wrong. They blamed on Ricky Stanicky, and their parents were like, "Oh, this Ricky guy's a piece of shit." I fast forward to the future, where they're all like grown men. They're still best friends. They're hanging out, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we got to go to a boys' thing this weekend. Ricky's doing something else, and we have to go with him to get away from their wives so they can do something that they really wanted to do." Mm-hmm. And then something came up, and they were like, "Are we ever going to meet this Ricky friend of yours?" So they freak out, and they hire John Cena, who's this actor. He's like a sleazy fucking. Funny as hell, like a lounge singer in like a club, and he's doing like these dirty fucking versions of songs. Remember that one, the wedding movie where the guy's going up there and he's singing, "Ain't your fucking love tonight?" He was singing.
Yeah,
that's what Cena does in this. Hilarious, wearing like Alice Cooper outfits and shit. And they go and they recruit him, and he's like, "All right." And they're like, "Here's the Bible of Ricky Stanicky. Everything we've ever done." They give him the Bible. He studies it. He shows up and he fucking knocks it out of the park. And then he becomes obsessed with the Ricky character and wants to actually be him and won't leave their lives after they've proven their point. And hilarity ensues. The movie was fucking great, man. It was so fucking good. I thought it was... And I'm not a big comedy fan.
Who else was in it besides Cena?
Zac Efron, who's fucking weird now. What the fuck happened to that dude? He's like the Incredible Bulk. He's like
all, oh, really?
He's like all fucking muscular and weird and shit. He's just like a fucking weird...
He grew up,
man. Sounds like a weird creature. He's not like a little kid anymore. Looks fucking weird. Some redheaded comedian guy that I've seen a few times in things. A bunch of people that if you saw, oh, I know, oh, I've seen him in something. It was really good. It was fucking excellent. I highly recommend Ricky Stanicky.
Great movie. And that's not streaming, right?
It's on that free site.
Free site, okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll put that up.
And I was told that there's a working Ghostbuster link out there. I just got to search.
What? Already?
So, yeah, apparently there was a screener.
Oh, if you find it, let me know.
Get out your proton packs. Don't cross the streams. You know, when we were kids, we used to fucking pretend we were Ghostbusters in the bathroom, fucking pissing in a toilet and shit.
God, boys are so weird, man.
And then you flush the toilet, it goes down the trap.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man, that's what we fucking do, man. That's how you teach your kid how to pee when you're a little boy. You're like, oh, you're a Ghostbuster, just aim it. You're,
oh, my God.
Aim it down there, little guy. Well, there you go. Or I got nothing else here, man. I've just been fucking busy and miserable and just angry. Today's just been a fucking hell of a day, man. I'm waiting for that snake to come out. I will fucking murder that piece of shit and post the pictures on social media. Like, look, this is what you fucking get. And then all of a sudden an egg will fucking hatch and another one will hatch and fucking back will be infested.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about because it's staying under that stoop. It won't leave. Yeah. No matter what we do, it will not leave. Why?
I don't know.
And now there's one in the front. So, like, what's going on?
Do we know their genders?
Snake eggs underneath that stoop, man. I will flip out.
I think they're asexual too. I don't know. Man.
Are they? I don't know either. I don't care, but I don't. I know after I don't.
17
want
years of marriage, I'm asexual too. All right, let's get to the show here.
Oh my God!
I got some good ones. I got some bad ones. Some that'll make you laugh, and some that'll make you cry. Let's get on with the show.
I have penis stories. That's what I have.
All good. I have a penis, so maybe I'll be interested. Here we go. So, New York City homeowner arrested after standoff with squatters. She says illegally took over $1 million property. That's fucking awful, man. So it took over her thing here, and I fucking hate squatters.
Why don't we do that?
Just go into someone's
house. Just go find a mansion and be like, fuck you, man. I'm staying here now.
And just move in, get a fucking utility bill in your name, and that's all you need, apparently.
I would love to have a $1 million house.
Yeah, why not?
With a freaking pool and shit.
And then the real owner shows up, sorry, and get off my property. Like, how the fuck does that make any sense?
I don't know, but apparently you can do it, so.
I mean, I hate people taking advantage of other people. That's why the shit with my grandfather fucking infuriates me. But then you think about this kind of stuff too, where these squatters, like, you fucking low life, have nothing, piece of shit motherfuckers, will just go on to someone who does have something.
Instead of working for
it. Instead of working for it, he's going to go take it. Get the fuck out of here, man. So anyway, a property owner in New York City, where this shit will fly all day and night, was arrested after a standoff with a group of squatters who allegedly took over the woman's property following her parents' deaths. It's enraging, Adele Andalaro told ABC 7. It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, have to be going through this. Now, Andalaro was recently arrested on her property in Flushing, Queens, after changing the locks at the home. Andalaro, 47, said she inherited the $1 million home from her parents after they died. She put the home on the market last month, which is when she realized alleged squatters moved to the property and changed the locks. The saga recently came to... I mean, it, just right there, it sounds like, do you have a deed to this house? No, but we just took it.
Yeah.
Immediately thrown in fucking jail for the rest of their fucking lives for being worthless stains on society. Fucking pieces of fucking shit, man. How the fuck can you just go on this?
That's what people are doing.
Shit?
They're just going like on Zillow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is a nice house. We can live here.
just shopping with no fucking money.
Just find one that's move-in ready. Okay. Yeah. Go buy some locks.
I'm starting to feel like those old people who, like, were mad about everything. And I'm like, why are old people so mad all the time? It's because you get into the workforce, you start getting things, you start attaining things. And then you look around, you're like, wait, I got to pay a mortgage. Mm-hmm. I had to look into the fucking, you know, computer, websites, whatever, find a place, click on the button, meet somebody, go through all the fucking paperwork and court fees and lawyer signing paperwork. These motherfuckers just go in and take it over. Can't do anything about it. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, it's theft. It's fucking theft. I hate them. No respect. So this is proving everything I said. This is my furniture. These are my curtains. And Delaro said as they enter the home on camera, "Who are you, sir? Get out of my house," he's seen telling a sleeping man on one of the rooms in the house, just laying on the floor. The men reportedly called 911 on her as she called a locksmith to come over and change the locks on the reported squatters. Police arrived on the scene and spoke with the squatters, asking if they had proof that they'd been living in the home for more than 30 days. Under New York City law, a person can claim squatters' rights if they lived in a home for more than 30 days.
What the fuck, dude?
Now, she says by the time someone does the investigation and all the shit, it'll be over 30 days anyway. Yeah. So the law is in their favor, the squatters, basically. Okay, go ahead. You could be there for one day. A month later, they come back. Oh, well, you've been here for a month, so yeah, you're here.
Wow.
Yeah. This is absolute bullshit, man. She's pissed off. She says, "I may end up in handcuffs if I have to go back to the house to get one of these people out of there." So she just wants to take them to court. She's not leaving her house. Less than 10 minutes after she got the locks changed, a man claiming to be on the lease for the home, identified as Brian Rodriguez, pushed through the home's door and police soon arrived at the home again. Rodriguez was accompanied by another man who had just been escorted off the property by police moments earlier. So she basically called the cops. They came back to the house. The guy broke the door down, and they arrested her. Because he can't be kicked out at this point in time. You have to go to court first, is what they told her.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. So now she has to go through a long process, starting an eviction filing in landlord-tenant court. Eviction cases in New York City require an average of 20 months before the matter is settled. So it's these scumbags...
are going to be staying there for a long time.
I mean, they're going to be celebrating birthdays and Christmases in that fucking house. It's not even theirs. While this woman has to fucking desperately fight. They know it's hers.
Yeah.
But yet she has to fight for it. Get the fuck out of here, man. This fucking system we have in place is such garbage, man.
That's crazy.
She can't even... Oh, I'm selling the house. You guys are already here, so I guess you've already assumed ownership, so you can make the check out to me. And we can call it fucking even, right? She wants to sell the house.
Yeah.
All right, then what's the asking price? Oh, you guys already moved in, so I guess the $200,000 asking price isn't too much for you. So where's my check? And if they don't get it, fucking bullets are going to be flying. I'm sorry, man. This is fucking crazy. You can't just fucking take over someone's house. That is a threat, man. These cocky motherfuckers just sitting in their house. Mm-hmm. Guy's sleeping on the floor like he owns the fucking place. You know, that's some bullshit, man. It fucking pisses me off. I guess they could have used some money like these customers here. They're asked to return a $40 million... a glitch happened at a bank. Did you see this one?
No.
So customers are asked to return $40 million after a bank glitch let them take out more money than they had. And these idiots are putting in their debit cards that's linked to their social, their name, and taking out a ton of money. You got $10 in your pocket. You could take out $200,000.
What morons? You know damn well that you're going to have to pay that shit back. Mm. They're going to know it was you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so stupid.
Well, this happened in Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
Like, people aren't that bright, but they do have bank accounts. They found out they could withdraw unlimited cash for a few hours last weekend. More than $40 million was withdrawn or transferred from CBE. Maintenance and inspection activities rather than a cyber attack could be to blame for the incident.
I didn't think that was much. That much was held in an ATM.
Transferred. So you could go on there and be like, I'm going to transfer from my account, from this account to this other one.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting there thinking, like, money's just flying out of an ATM. Like, that's a lot of money.
No, they probably took, like, $20,000. It was gone. And after that, they're like, no more cash. People are like, oh, transfers? And they're probably all in there dancing and shit. Yeah. Playing their fucking music or whatever the fuck they're doing. Throwing spears in the air like they just don't care. Because they're fucking making it rain.
It's going to be a day.
Long queues formed at ATMs as news spread in the early hours of Saturday morning that unlimited withdrawals could be made from the Commercial Bank of Ethiopia. Several hours went by before the bank halted transactions and police cleared crowds around ATMs. Much of the cash was taken by university students, of course. So anyway, more than 40 million Ethiopians have an account with the bank. And what they're doing now is they're saying if you return the money, you won't be held liable for it. But you got to return everything you took. And they do have records because you fucking put your card in.
Yep.
Your account number shows, I mean, hey, this worthless scumbag had $10 in his bank. He just moved $40,000 to an offshore account or to a fucking, whatever those
idiots,
Cash
dude.
App cards and shit. Yeah, that's what they were doing.
Better pay it all back, man.
No, you know, I mean, fucking Nike was having a field day, though. Holy shit, man, their stock went up like 50%. Did you see that?
No.
Like a lot of shipping and handling charges to Ethiopia. Stupid fucks. I'm telling you, man, it would be so tempting if I was at the bank here and I saw, like, hey, man, this thing says I got a lot more than what we got in the bank. I would be...
Oh, it's tempting, but I would be terrified.
I would hit cancel and drive the fuck off. I'd just leave. Like, no, get me far away from this place now. It ain't worth it.
Oh, God.
The only thing you do is if you find, like, a briefcase full of cash somewhere, you fucking... You do that thing where you slide it with your foot all the way to where the fuck you're going, and then you pick it up and run. But if it's a digital transaction that they can trace, you fucking leave it alone. Be smart, people.
I don't know. Well, my favorite place to eat had an incident. A Chipotle manager exposed himself and masturbated in the dining room of a Pennsylvania restaurant, according to police, who say that a female victim felt three squirts of liquid hit her jeans when she got up to leave the table where the man had allegedly been pleasuring himself.
Three squirts of liquid.
Allegedly.
Oh, God.
Following the March 1st incident at the eatery in Camp Hill, two women went to the local police station to report a sexual assault, according to a March 18th criminal complaint. The women detailed an encounter with Kaisem Ransom, the 26-year-old manager. The duo told cops they were seated at the communal table, talking with Ransom and other employees when Ransom began doing something with his hands down his crotch. Mm. In the middle of the restaurant.
You got a mental
with
issue.
With people around.
There's a bathroom right there by the fucking cash registers in those Chipotles, isn't there?
While you're talking.
Need to get one out, man, you know?
Just bizarre.
Just go in the bathroom and let one out if you...
It's not like
that's
he,
weird,
every time we go into Chipotle, there are lots of workers. There's a lot of people in there, and there's always like 6, 7, 8 workers behind the counter. Like, so this dude just didn't give a fuck.
You asked for extra meat in your bowl.
Oh my God. So one of the women said that she saw Ransom touching his penis outside his pants, recalling that she was in denial and looked away. I would have been like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Get away from me.
You know what she should have said? She should have looked at him and be like, listen, does this cost extra because you're supposed to tell me before you put it in my fucking bowl, all right?
The woman added that Ransom grabbed numerous napkins and placed them down by his penis and subsequently brought one napkin up from his crotch and placed it on the table.
There's only three squirts, though, so he needs more milk.
The second woman reported noticing Ransom moving his hands a lot down around his penis and added that she could see him jacking off. When the woman got up to leave the table, she felt three squirts of liquid hit her jeans. Like so gross. Do we have to put that in the article?
I feel like she's probably wearing some tight-ass jeans.
During police questioning, Ransom reportedly confirmed the incident in verbal and written statements. He was charged with multiple misdemeanors, including indecent assault, open lewdness and indecent exposure. Ransom was suspended from Chipotle and, if he hasn't been already, is expected to be fired. Like, this is just so crazy to me that this happened.
Men are stupid and desperate. You know what happened? She's probably a good-looking girl. She might have, like, smiled at something or laughed at a joke he gave her in the checkout lines. He's like, she wants me. And he fucking
so
went over there.
Gross.
And creeped her out. That's exactly what happened, I bet. She probably gave, like, a courtesy ha-ha laugh to something he said. Gave him some sort of inkling that she was into him, maybe. And he's like, I gotta go fucking put my dick out now and show her. I don't know.
But there's a bunch of workers in there. Like, it's not, like, even if she was just the only customer, or they were the only customers, there's, like, no one else saw this shit going down?
Mm-hmm.
Nasty bitch. Just disgusting.
Yeah, fucking disgusting. You know what? I'm really sad about this next one here. Tyson Foods. Did you hear about Tyson Foods?
No.
Mm.
What's wrong with it?
So there's a boycott Tyson thing, and I'm like, oh, I thought this was the Tyson, Paul fight. I'm like, oh, good, they're going to say this guy's too old to be fighting. So I'm like, all right, let me click on the article. I clicked on it. It's about Tyson Foods, and people are fucking pissed off, man. And there's already 1,000 articles trying to defend Tyson Foods over this thing, all by left-leaning sites. So Tyson Foods says it would like to hire 42,000 immigrants to fill positions just days after the company announced it would close a plant in Iowa that employed about 1,200 Americans. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not a good look.
Yeah, no.
This is... Dude, there was another article about them being armed. Like, there was a law passed that illegal immigrants can fucking have firearms. I mean, can you fucking say, what the hell is going on here? You're bringing these people in, letting them in, giving them guns as they're attacking people in the streets. Cops were getting beat up. They're attacking random people. Stabbing incidents went up. Crime went up. Crazy. Oh, yeah. Now you can give them guns because the stabbing is just a little bit too fucking, you know, personal for their taste. Anyway, Tyson's joining the Tent Partnership for Refugees, a nonprofit that works to get refugees hired. And plans on hiring at least some of them. Of the more than 180,000 migrants have gone to New York City's intake system over the past 2 years. New York is already fucking overrun with fucking rats and fucking rodents. I'm not even talking about the ones that live in the fucking sewers. It's all the people that walk the streets.
Yeah.
And then you add 180,000 more of these motherfuckers. I mean, what the fuck, dude? So about 42,000 of Tyson's 120,000 U.S. employees are immigrants. And Garrett Dolan, who's in charge of the company's efforts to overcome barriers to employment, including immigration status, says, we would like to employ another 42,000 if we can find them. So after the Bloomberg report, Tyson's stocks dropped, apparently, big time. And they're stressing they only hires people who are legally authorized to work in the United States, which is still a loophole for saying, like, these illegal migrants that come over, they can get temporary socials and SSNs. They're I forgot what the hell, like, ITIN number or some shit like that. It's like a work social. You can't get credit with it, but you can work.
Stupid.
Which means they're going to be taking jobs immediately because they can all get that ITIN number. And it says on there, for work purposes only. Which means you can just give it to them, and when they get that, they can also vote. And that's the real intention to bring them over here. Now they're armed, so it's like, just have a fucking war in the streets while we do crazy shit, you know, on the side that people aren't paying attention to. It sucks. Oh, Tyson makes good food.
Yeah, we buy Tyson a lot.
Am I going to boycott him? No, I mean,
no,
what the fuck?
I don't boycott shit, man. And the only time I ever change from anything is if the price gets too damn high.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a cheap bitch.
Yeah.
I don't want to go spending all the... It's already bad enough when we go grocery shopping. I spend it down to the freaking penny.
Every time.
So
never fails.
I try to just get the cheap shit. Like, whatever.
I won't even tell you how much you can spend. I'll just sit there and be amazed at the register when it's down to a penny. I'm like, what the fuck? Do I say numbers in my sleep? What the fuck is going on here? I don't know, man. This whole thing's just a fucking mess. And the reason why I don't boycott anything is because, I mean, what's the point? No one else is going to stop, and it'll just come right. Like, look at Bud Light. They're back again.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? Obviously, I don't drink anything, but I mean, there's just... The only way I would boycott it is if it really fucking went above and beyond to do some stupid shit. You know, like, you would have to be like, hey, we support pedophilia. Then I'm cutting you off.
Yeah.
But if it's like some stupid fuck, oh, we're going to hire immigrants. I mean, you have to backtrack. Like, why are they hiring immigrants? Is it the company's fault or is it the government's fault for raising their fucking taxes on everything? You know, you look at the Democrats. Every 4 years we see shit like this because we're going to tax the rich. We're going to hurt big business. And big business says, no, you're not. We're going to hurt the people that buy our profits. We're going to, or sure shit, we're going to hurt our employees. We're just going to outsource. We're going to save the money you're going to cost us. And we're going to pass it on to everyone else. That's what they fucking do. I have an update for you. Remember the 82-year-old woman at the YMCA pool with a transgender? They had an incident and she got fired. No. She's threatening a lawsuit now.
Oh, good.
So she's demanding access to a local YMCA-operated pool after being banned from the facility for speaking out against a man using the women's locker room. Yeah, this was about a month ago.
Oh, so. I remember this story now. Okay.
Julie Jamin, represented by the Center for American Liberty, wants an apology from the city of Port Townsend and the YMCA after she was banned from the Mountain View pool in July 2022 when she voiced her concerns. She said the city and the YMCA violated her First Amendment rights and her right to due process, and that she might sue if the ban is not reversed. Here is her her words here on this. I was showering in the women's dressing room when I saw a man wearing a woman's swimsuit watching little girls undress. I was obligated to speak up and ask for help. Why was she the only one? An 82-year-old woman was the only person who sees a problem with this. Since that moment, I have suffered mob-like attacks, which I believe, public humiliation, I believe that, and widespread mendacious reporting, and I certainly believe that. If this had been the 17th century, I would have been burned at the stake. I have been active in this community for over 40 years, and my hope is that my credibility is restored. 40 years of service.
Yeah.
Thankless fucking service this woman provided to that community, and they turned their backs because she spoke up and said the truth. Like, you should not be in this dressing room where there's children here. You shouldn't be in here at all. You have your own.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being denied any fucking rights, you creepy fuck. And I will not sit there and affirm you because you couldn't affirm who you really are. That's why you changed your fucking identity. You were obviously unhappy. And now this is your true self. Get the fuck out of here. I hate them.
I'm telling you, they should just have their own locker rooms. Their own bathrooms.
Give them their own fucking state.
You can't be.
Give them California.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Just move them all the fucking just spray paint fucking everything in California, rainbow colored, and then get them the fuck, hey, I'm a transgender mom, okay, your plane ticket will be in the mail tomorrow, you're going to California, see you later, you little fuck. Get the fuck out of here. Everybody, just move them all, and I guarantee you, you wouldn't be able to fill a fucking town with these idiots, because there aren't that many of them. There's a bunch of fucking pretend idiots. No, I'm not going to California, I like living here. Well, then you're not really a trans, take off the fucking makeup, you idiot. Seriously, get them the fuck out of here. They don't deserve to be anywhere near decent people. They're a fucking menace. These people are a fucking menace. Not all of them, obviously. Not all transgender people, but these ones that take it to the fucking extreme. This guy showering with little girls. In your mind, you have to, hey, I think I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I have to deal with in my own way. I have to understand that not everyone's going to bend over backwards for me, so I have to just live this life the way I live it. Not everyone's going to bend over for me. I'm not going to sit there and watch little girls undress. I'm not going to be around little girls. But I'm going to live my life as a woman just having to go to men's bathrooms because that's why I was assigned at birth. And that's the right thing to do. No, these motherfuckers want it all. They're just fucking, they're menaces, man. They're fucking menaces. So the letter says that the city and the YMCA made defamatory statements about her after she was banned from the city. Since her banishment, the city, in concert with the YMCA, has engaged in a high-profile smear campaign that has caused her severe emotional distress and has painted her in a false light within the community. They have banned her from using the pool, and she can't even show the fuck up anymore.
That's ridiculous.
Now, she showed up, and she heard a male voice in the woman's locker room. She showed up, she pulled back the shower curtain to see who was there, and saw a biological male wearing a woman's swimsuit. The individual, later identified to Jamin as Clementine Adams, was watching two young girls who appeared to be 4 to 6 years old as they were preparing to use the fucking toilet. Jamin asked Adams, do you have a penis? And he said, it's none of your business. So that's when it all escalated. And they are now attacking an 80-year-old woman in that fucking community now. Just going after this woman.
And where were the girl's mom? I would have... I don't know, man. Maybe I'm...
Where's the dad?
Well, the dad can't be in the woman's locker room either. Maybe they were with their dad.
The dad wouldn't be allowed in there, but this guy's allowed in there. Right. I just don't...
It makes no fucking sense.
If the dad goes in that bathroom and beats the fucking shit out of this guy, how do you... You know, like, how would you frame this, you know? Can't enter the woman's bathroom and attack a man who's... We need more heroes out there, man. We really fucking do. Because there's a lot of fucking villains out there, man. All we need is one Superman. There's a lot of fucking Lex Luthers in this world, you know? And it's awful. It's really fucking awful, man. It really is. Like, you're going to start seeing one of two things happen. And after COVID happened and the way people laid down their fucking lives and their livelihood for years, and still do, some of them, I have a feeling it's just going to go inevitably in the transgender people's favor unless people start fucking saying shit. More people need to be like this old woman. I really feel like people 40 and up are like the last bastion of fucking, you know, of decency. Because anyone under that is a part of this fucking problem mostly. And now they're all on fucking TikTok and they don't stop and fucking all these other stupid websites promoting this shit. You got half the country on one side and they're all the young liberals, fucking idiots, you know? And they're going to be in charge one day.
God.
These privileged fucking idiots. We're going to be 80 years old and the world is going to be fucking full of porn and shit.
I can't imagine what the world's going to be like in 20 years. I really can't.
I'm going to be laying on my fucking deathbeds and dudes going to walk in like, yo, dude, what's up, man? Are you fucking still dying or what? Sir, can you give me some more morphine? I don't identify as sir.
God.
Call me ma'am, they, them. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm just so fucking, I'm so fed up with them. Fed up.
Well, I have one more.
All right.
One more. A couple was arrested Saturday afternoon for having sex on the sidewalk in front of Popeyes in plain view of passing motorists, Florida police charge. On the sidewalk.
Splat.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Responding to a report of lewd behavior, Sheriff's deputy located two suspects trysting on a patch of grass across the Vero Beach restaurant. Mm. According to arrest reports, the cops spotted Arnold Mackey, who's 70, making a thrusting motion while on top of April White, who's 44. When confronted by Deputy Eric Brashers around 2 p.m., the duo began adjusting their shorts. Mackey, the cop noted, appeared flustered and was unable to fully pull his shorts up, which left his penis fully exposed to oncoming traffic. Like, what are you doing?
That was post-orgasm confusion. I had to break it down. He's like, I just came, whoa, where am I? I just came. Whoa, where am I?
Claiming she had done nothing wrong. White reportedly struggled with the cop and called him a word I can't say that begins with F and other names as he sought to restrain her. I love that you can put it in articles, but you can't really, like, just say things.
What F word was it?
Okay. Fuck off. White, who smelled of alcohol, was escorted to the ground, where police found four empty bottles of vodka and an unopened bottle of rum. A motorist who called 911 after spotting the duo said he did a double take because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. After being read his rights, Mackey reportedly said it wasn't his intention to expose himself and that he had asked White to leave the side of the road, but she refused. So, at 70 years old, you're just like, fuck it, I'll screw it right here on the sidewalk.
You know what? Fuck it, man. You're 70. You don't get that many chances out of you. Take when you can get it.
Recognizing that he was in plain view of passing motorists, Mackey said that he would apologize to the judge. Both White and Mackey were arrested for exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor. White was also charged with resisting arrest and disorderly intoxication. Mm-hmm. Both remain behind bars with White's bond set of $7,000. And Mackey needs to post 5,000. So, penises be everywhere.
Everywhere, man. Holy shit.
In restaurants, on the sidewalk, it doesn't matter.
There you just fucking go.
Be aware of your surroundings, you fucking freaks. Like, what is happening?
I mean, can you wait a little bit?
Can you go down the alley or something?
Can you fucking wait till you get home? I mean, shit, like, I just need you right now. The fuck out of here.
And she refused to leave the sidewalk. Like, that's where she wanted to, that's what she wanted right there. I mean,
was there a camera on somewhere? Were they doing this for like a website or a porn hub? Because some people, they do that too, man.
Yeah, remember the one, the Myrtle Beach Skywheel? Yep,
they were doing it everywhere. Couple. Everywhere. Yep. They were caught multiple
the
places.
The beach, the park, they were doing it everywhere.
Yeah, I guarantee you there was a tripod or a camera set up because they want to film themselves and put it online. That's just, I mean, OnlyFans, that's what these people do. In a decent world, you shouldn't be able to fucking do stuff like that, you know? But we don't live in a decent world. We live in a world that fucking, you know, really promotes indecency. It really is that way. I mean, you think about the things that they want you to do. They tell you how great alcohol is, have a good time, drink, party, eat all this fast food and shit, take this vaccine that's fucking deadly and going to kill you, do all these things, mutilate yourself, take these drugs. In a decent world, we would have the people at the top saying, no, be healthy. We want you to live longer. Be a productive citizen. Do these things. Raise your family. Stay at home. Stay with your wife. Make sure that's the one for you. Save yourself till marriage. You would think that they would promote healthy ideologies, but they're not. It's all perverted shit. We are in a world run by the fucking devil himself, it seems like. When you look at the headlines and the things that they're pushing, mm-hmm. it's fucking... We have an evil fucking lot of people out there. There is way more evil in this world than good. Or maybe evil just has a bigger microphone. I don't even know. It's just... It's fucking crazy, man. You know, it's... And I don't say stuff like that to, like, scare people or anything. It's just inspire. Like, maybe do something better, you know? Maybe be a fucking decent human being. If you're one of these bad people, be a good person, you know? Fucking change it one step at a time. And like this motherfucker. New York City, of course. All I gotta say is New York City. New York fucking City. Tow truck driver released without bail after alleged one-punch attack kills a 61-year-old man.
Damn.
Not much older than the 58-year-old Mike Tyson is going to take more than one punch. So, another point for the old basket of you shouldn't be taking punches at that age. So he's accused of an attack that left a 61-year-old man dead during a parking dispute over the weekend. He was released without bail.
Wow.
Let go. He just attack an old man, kill him,
yeah,
release without bail.
Walk out.
Well, let's see what happened here. Kayvon Johnson, 30, was arraigned Monday on an assault charge after police say he punched Carlisle Thomas in the face at a gas station in Brooklyn on Saturday night. While Thomas's death was classified as a homicide, a law enforcement source told the New York Post that Johnson faces a low-level charge because, in the case of a so-called one-punch homicide, the law only allows charges relating to the punch and there is no way to prove intent to cause death or other serious injury was involved. So that's why he was let go, because...
But that doesn't matter. It happened.
You threw a punch. I mean, how come it's called assault with a deadly weapon if I throw a rock at somebody?
Right.
And it hits them in the temple or something. They fall and die. Well, I didn't mean to kill him with the rock, sir.
I just meant to hit him with the rock.
I meant to shoot the bullet near him, and he just happened to get in the way and died from it, sir. I just meant to rearrange his organs, and I didn't mean to kill him.
Yeah, that's a weird loophole.
How can you prove intent to do anything in this fucking world? Seriously, unless you say,
I only stabbed him 50 times. I didn't want him to die. I was just trying to teach him a lesson.
I was just trying to unclog his fucking arteries from the COVID vaccine. I had to make perforations to get the clogged arteries out. I don't know. This is fucking stupid. The gas station allowed neighbors to park their cars in a lot for a $10 fee, which Thomas failed to pay on Saturday night, an employee told WCBS-TV. When a tow truck was called to move Thomas's car, a worker called Thomas and let him know. He quickly arrived at the gas station and got into an argument with the tow truck driver, who had no fucking fault in this at all. He was just doing his job. Surveillance footage shows Thomas trying to stop the tow truck by opening the driver's side door. So he's already being very aggressive.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all you need. When he turned around, the tow truck driver hit him with one punch that police say knocked Thomas to the ground where he hit his head. Since deaths associated with so-called one-punch homicides are not often prosecuted with murder or manslaughter charges, prosecutors instead must weigh the intent of the attacker and demeanor of the victim. So this person was attacking him. He fucking went after the guy.
Okay, see, now I understand. Because he ended up falling and hitting his head. So really, he didn't kill him.
He didn't kill him. This is justifiable. This is justifiable.
Yeah, and he was being attacked. So, yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I see.
All right.
Yeah. I'll give him that one.
You get a pass this time, dude.
I mean, I
get it.
You fucking attack this guy in an aggressive manner.
Yeah.
You jump on the car. You're trying to open up. I mean, you're obviously a fucking menace right now. Mm-hmm. The guy defended himself.
Yeah.
Right there is where it should end. He fucking died, you know? I don't know. But that's still a weird fucking law, though.
It is.
It still brings up a very interesting point, though. That's a weird... So if I just hit somebody in the head, they fall and die... How can you prove my intent to kill? I'm gonna cite this court case. You gotta let me go, and then there you fucking have it. It sets a dangerous precedent when you do shit like that. I guess, you know. But in this case, it was justified. The guy fucking, he was getting attacked. Got one more here for you. California, the defendant on trial for murder.
You have nothing but New York and California, and I have Florida,
dude. The rest of the country is pretty decent.
Yeah, they're nice and quiet right now. There's no peeps been made.
I mean, seriously, that's just the way it fucking is, man. So this defendant on trial for murder allegedly stabbed his attorney with a pen and charged toward the prosecutor.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
I mean...
Let's just keep racking up the points.
If you're in prison for a long time, and your defendant fucks up, and he's right next to you, be like, you motherfucker, you get to go home tonight, you fucking shitty... Employee, whatever, I don't know. So two attorneys were injured on Monday in a Martinez, California courtroom after a man on trial for murder, allegedly, so he's already, you know, Mm-hmm. Maniac. He allegedly used a pen. There's that fucking word again. Allegedly. Courtrooms have cameras, don't they?
Everyone witnessed it, right? There's people in there.
You saw it. Everyone fucking saw it. They have CCTV in every courtroom beamed on the person because they want to get his reaction when he's thrown in jail.
Yeah.
You have police. They have sworn, you know, officials of the state. The judge can say it happened and it means it happened. Why are we still using that fucking allegedly word right now? So he allegedly broke. We don't know if he did it or not. Fucking broke or cut through a restraint device keeping him in a courtroom chair before he used his lawyer's pen to stab the lawyer in his face and head.
Oh, God.
His lawyer has some shitty fucking reaction time. Ow! Ow! Randall then allegedly charged the prosecutor who suffered an alleged scratch on his head.
Did anyone see him get up and run?
Apparently not. We're just making shit up now. The defendant was stopped when a courtroom deputy tackled him and arrested him. Officials later found a handwritten note Randall allegedly wrote before the attack that read, "Sorry."
Before the attack? He wrote, "Sorry."
I'm done with this article already. I allegedly read it. Maybe I didn't. I hate that shit. It's such a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, this one's pretty bad because there are tons of witnesses. Law enforcement is there. The judge is there. It happened. So what? I'm sure there was a jury that was sitting there.
That Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
That shit is allegedly happened.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's one person's word versus another's. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I have to see it for myself to see if they have any hard proof on this because I don't know anything from it. But when you have a room full of witnesses that see it happen. It doesn't matter if you weren't there personally to see it, but if there are multiple eyewitness accounts plus video that you had to have watched before you wrote the fucking article, it is not allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm about to fucking write this person a fucking... I'm allegedly going to write them a letter. Fuck these people. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, that's messed up, man. You're already going down for murder. Why rack up more charges? Uh-huh. Unless at that point you just don't give a fuck. You're pissed off and you're like, well, I'm spending my life in prison. My little fucking...
Yeah.
Now you can just do whatever you want, I guess.
You fucking threw your life away at this point. I mean, you're not going to redeem yourself. You're not going to be, you know, living a good life. You're in prison for the rest of your life.
Already going down for murder. Might as well add two more on there.
I mean, it's one of those deals where if I'm going down, I'm taking them all with me, you know?
Yeah.
The person that's happy to be next to you. That's all it is. These guys better get checked. Ink might have gotten in his blood. You know?
You never know.
I would rather be a prosecutor because the person that you're standing next to is not trying to kill you. The defendant's the one. Oh, shit. I'm about to move my seat over a little bit here.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be a prosecutor either. Yeah. Because you're the one that's trying to put them away.
Yeah, I mean, for that sweet paycheck.
I could not defend or prosecute like criminals like this. I couldn't.
Imagine being a judge.
Give me traffic stops or something.
I couldn't imagine being a fucking judge, man. That'd be a hell of a fucking
I'd be terrified. Job, I would be afraid to go home.
Yeah. You don't know. You'd have to be a judge multiple towns over.
I would need security. Like, I would never feel safe. No.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to have something going on because you don't know what kind of asshole is going to come after
there you. There you go. Good job.
That was a fucking good one right there, man. Nice little segue. I don't know what the hell it is, but you love this segment more than any other segment on the show. And we've cut a few segments. You know, our longtime listeners were asking about the birthdays of the days of the week.
Oh, they're really?
Yeah, and I didn't reply. I'm like, I don't want to bring that shit back because we fucking... Only on special occasions.
It became repetitive. Once you go through them once...
Yeah.
And I think I went through the days like two or three times.
Yeah.
And it's just, and then some of them started repeating even more. I'm like, and it was the same website. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. So let's just get rid of it. And then the birthday stories, especially if you're getting the same one every year.
Mm-hmm. Basically, permanent days of the week from here until the end of time should just be treat everyone as you expect to be treated. Judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. And men are men and women are women. And there is no in between. That's it. Your permanent days of the week from now until the end of time, people. Now let's get to the asshole story. Am I the asshole for describing my mom's second marriage and her younger kids as her do-over family?
Yes. That's fucked up, man. You don't say that.
You can speak from personal experience on this one.
That's fucked up. Both my parents had more marriages than the one. It's just like, come on. Like, they deserve to be happy.
I am the do-over family. Holy shit.
I mean...
The mistake.
My dad had 5 fucking marriages, for God's sakes. My mom had 2. Like, they should be allowed to be happy. Like, I don't 5? Get it. My dad, yeah. 5. And my stepmother, damn, who he's married to, this is both of their 5th marriage.
Dude.
This is the one that has stuck. So, whatever.
So, I'm a 17-year-old. I lost my dad when I was 5. My parents were married, but I remember dad being more present. Now, that's a good point right there. So, the dad died. It wasn't a divorce. So, I guess that's a good thing to keep in mind here while we're talking about this one.
Okay.
My parents are married, but I remember dad being more present in my early memories than mom. And when my dad died, I know my mom wasn't there for me. She left me to raise myself, or she roped in some extended family to take care of me, usually grandparents. But she wouldn't always do that, and I was sort of forced to become independent, more mature in some ways to raise myself. Like, I had to make sure I ate, did homework, got to school on time, all without mom helping me. The most she'd do was make some food, but she wouldn't even tell me she had. I usually had to search the fridge to find it. My grandparents were the ones who celebrated my birthdays with me, and they were the ones who typically went to my school for parent conferences. My mom doesn't know me. She couldn't tell you what classes I take in high school, my favorite food or color is, who my friends are and best friends are, nothing. 5 years ago, she met her husband, Sam, and pretty quickly, like before they were living together, my mom got pregnant. So Sam moved in, and my mom married him. Now, this is where they type something weird. They wrote, her was born 4 years ago, and her son... Okay, so her daughter probably is what they meant. Her daughter was born 4 years ago, and her son followed along 2 years ago. And right away, I see the difference in how my mom is with them. She knows them, she loves them, she dedicates time to learn, she advocates for them. All the things I do not remember her ever doing for me even once. She eats with them and plays with them, and she takes her daughter to preschool every day and takes her for a treat after. All right, so how do you feel about that so far?
That mom sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's probably... I can kind of see what she's doing. She's doing it because this kid probably reminds her of her dead husband.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
That's fucking tough.
But it's not the kid's fault. You can't treat them differently.
Yeah.
You know? That's terrible. Imagine. That's terrible.
I can't... I mean, if something were to happen to you, like, right now...
Yeah.
And I met somebody else, and I got these kids, I'm never gonna... And unless if I had another family, I would never push them to the side, you know?
You don't do that.
It's fucked up. It really is. I wish we could get the mom's account of this, because maybe she was just working harder because she had to support him by herself.
Yeah.
Because then you can give her a pass, because I give my mom a pass. I mean, she wasn't there for me a lot when I was a kid, but she was always fucking working. She had to do it by herself, 5 kids. I don't blame her. She was a hard worker. She did what she could, you know? Maybe that's the situation, but this kid's a little bit of a little bitch, maybe, you know?
This kid is also that's writing is also still 17, so still a kid. You know, I don't know.
I guess it depends what happens after. If she's like not including him with the new family stuff, because I mean, she met someone else, obviously had kids, and this person wants her to be a certain way, so she has to be that certain way. You know what I mean?
I mean, she should probably just sit down and talk to her mother.
Yeah.
Maybe her mom doesn't even realize that she's doing it.
You have to know.
I don't know. This is messed up.
Because, like, I would think that you would know, right?
I would think so, too. But, like, maybe she's, like, just delusional because she started dating this guy. And, like, this kid started getting older and was doing their own thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we're parents of multiple kids. I mean, we got more than one kid in the house. We got 2. So you think, if I give this one something, I have to give it to this one too.
Yeah.
You can't give to one and not the other. Like, that would be fucked up if I came home in the house one day. Hey, kiddo, here's an ice cream bowl. And the other one's sitting there, like, got their spoon.
It got nothing, like, yeah.
Hey, hope you had a good day, kid. And walk past the other one, you know? Like, what the fuck? It's just... You know, it's something as a parent you should just know. I'm not going to treat them any differently. She is a bad mom, I guess. Huh? So they continue on. It sucks to see. I didn't get a good mom, but I see she had her in it to be a good mom and chose not to be. Sam isn't as good as my dad was, though, but he's still better than my mom ever was to me. Last week, mom asked me to babysit for her and Sam, and I said no. My mom was shocked and asked me why I wouldn't babysit. I told her I had work and I had plans with friends. She told me she would have expected me to want to spend time with the kids. I told her I don't want time with her to do over family. Or I don't want time with her. Want her to take time from her do over family is what they should have written. They're 17. I got to give them a break. She asked me what that meant, and I said Sam and the kids are her do over family. She's a better mom to her younger kids, and she and Sam have created their own little perfect family with them and their kids. But she was never that for me. I told her I have zero interest in helping her out with the do-over family, and I pointed out that it was the most she had said to me in years. Because she normally doesn't talk to me or include me in anything, and the only reason she was speaking to me is because she wanted something. All she could say was, how dare you say that about Sam and the kids? And she told me I have an awful attitude, and she hopes the kids never pick up on how I feel about them and their dad. She told me they deserve better than being described that way, and she told me I had some nerve to be jealous that her kids have a happy family life. I laughed and told her that she only cared about them, and that was clear. She called me a nasty little bitch. Am I the asshole?
I don't know. I feel like there's more to this story.
There is.
There is. Like you're saying, this is the first time she's talked to you in years. How does that... That doesn't even make sense.
Something doesn't add up here.
No.
I'm giving the mom the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Because this doesn't sound right. Mm-mm. She hasn't talked to you for years, and you're still a child, and then she asks you to babysit. Like, it just seems completely off. Mm. She talks to the stepfather, but not the mom?
No, there's no way. There's no way.
I think she's on here looking for sympathy, but I think we're missing pieces of the story.
People do that. For some reason, they have a distorted view of how they see situations, and it will tailor the story to that. Because there was a nasty fucking thing written about us, the show, a while back.
Yeah,
from some fucking scumbags up in New York, not who probably people are thinking.
Yeah,
a completely different thing here. But that was we had like a little team of fucking people that were just trying to like say shit, and when you like look at it, it's like, all right, this is all complete bullshit from one side. Obviously, people looking for sympathy and whatnot. And that's just the way people are, man. You know, they for some reason look for affirmation all the fucking time. They just need to be affirmed by others, even if they're complete fucking strangers, and they'll make up shit and leave things out. In their mind, they know it's not true, but just getting the affirmation for something they know isn't true is enough for them. You know, they're just, they need it, even if it's fake.
Yeah, I can't answer this one, I don't think.
It feels to me...
I mean, I wouldn't have said that to my mom, though. Your duo-er family. Yeah. Like, this kid needs a serious sit-down talk.
I feel for this kid. I do.
This kid is feeling left out and needs attention and stuff.
I don't want to call the kid an asshole because, I mean, you feel a certain way and you are jealous, you know? And your dad died. I feel bad for you at a young age. No one should live without
and
their
the mom
dad.
Needs to, like, understand that. But I don't think the mom is out of the picture as much as this kid is saying.
I don't think so. I think this kid wants... More.
Yeah, it wants more because the little ones are getting all the attention.
And they need more because they were lacking from a young age. But, I mean, it's not anyone's fault. It's not your mom's fault that she had to spend more time with them. I mean, I'm sure she was working and supporting your ass, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like there's a lot missing here. So I'm going to have to call him an asshole on this one.
Yeah, the dad died when she was 5.
Yeah.
And then the mom didn't remarry until she was 12. Yeah. So all those years in between,
she was
working and trying to provide for your ass while your grandparents were babysitting you.
But the grandparents were babysitting probably because the mom was at work.
Right.
Mom was at school, you know?
Yeah, see, there's more to the story.
Your mom was a single mother. You got to give lean. I have all respect in the world for single moms. You shouldn't be single, but I mean, it's probably not your fault. Who knows? For whatever reason, I respect single mothers because that's the default position. If I was to leave you right now, where would the kids be?
Me.
You'd have to figure it out, and what would I be doing? I'd be out there fucking partying. Sure, you might take a little bit out of my paycheck, but who cares? I'm fucking and partying. You got the kids, bitch. Yeah. Oh, I'll see them on the weekends, and that's good enough, and it's accepted by society if that's the way it is. We gotta change that, man. We gotta fucking change that. But in this case, definitely not the kid's fault, not the mom's fault. No. It's just the kid, you know, we feel for, but you're an asshole, kid.
Well, there you go.
What do you got for the next couple of days?
I don't know. What's today? Wednesday?
Yeah,
I don't think anything. Hopefully Ghostbusters Link will come up. If it's decent quality, I will watch it. I'm okay with decent quality. It doesn't have to be picture perfect, because I watched it last time when it was decent.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too dark. Oh, God, if it's really dark.
I know.
But I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think I'm going to... do anything else. Maybe some more snake drama will happen. Who knows? You never know in this household.
You never fucking know. It's been wild here, man. It's been very busy.
It's been a busy couple of weeks. Just random things happening. The ghosts have been quiet for a while. So, good. You know what? Who knows?
Things have been crazy, man. It's been a wild fucking start to this year for us. It's been up and down. But
maybe the ghost is happy with the blinds. And so it's just, I'm going to be left alone now.
Maybe,
like,
man.
You know what? They're upgrading now. The fridge, the blinds... okay, we'll leave them alone this week.
Unless they paint the hair and paint the house, it better not be fucking ugly. It's got a fucking gay sassy one. It's got a gay sassy ghost.
Oh, God.
Me, I'm going to be watching Ghostbusters. That will be watching reviewed on Monday. I don't care how I have to see it. I am seeing it by Monday. If it's not a good link, and if it's not a good link by the weekend, I'm going to a theater and watching it because it's Ghostbusters, man. Who the fuck am I kidding? I'm seeing that shit.
Don't want to see spoilers either, you know?
No.
So.
I mean, I already know the spoiler. They're going to save the fucking day. That's what they do, man. The song's going to play. We're all going to get fucking naked and put oil in ourselves and dance.
Oh my God.
I'll be holding my wand and spraying over the house. I'm excited, man. I can't wait for Ghostbusters. I'm excited for that.
I know. You've been waiting a long time.
I've waited my whole life for the last one.
I know.
Now this one, I'm like, all right, man. Within 2 years, I got a fucking sequel. We're going to have a universe Ghostbuster shit going on.
And then in a couple months, we have another movie coming out. Something's Beetlejuice? Coming out. I think it was that.
Beetlejuice, man. Holy shit.
And then Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop 4. Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, we just got to, you know, be patient and wait a couple times this year. That's,
I mean, if I had to choose watching those things or dying early, I would take dying early still.
No, I need to see them.
I mean, maybe after Ghostbusters. Like, after the credits roll, after the song goes, da-da-da-da-da-da, for the last time, you could fucking put me in the grave and I'll be happy. Tell me they can find. Oh, wait.
What?
I wasn't. So I'm going to be watching that. And there's another thing, too. The show Fringe.
Fringe, yep.
That was recommended. Mm-hmm. Will I like that show?
I never watched it.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember watching that.
Jonathan Jackson was in that show. In it. I know you watched
Joshua
it.
Joshua Jackson?
Whatever the fuck, the Dawson's Creek dude.
Yeah, I know. Never watched it. I swear to God, I've never watched it.
Fucking kidding me?
I always thought maybe I should try it, but I never watched it.
I could have swore you watched this fucking show. I vividly remember you talking about it. We are having, what's that, the Nelson Mandela moment?
Mandela effect?
The Mandela, this is one of those, because I remember you fucking telling me.
I remember thinking maybe I should, but no one was watching it. Like, my sister wasn't watching it. My friend up north wasn't watching it. And we were always watching stuff together. So I just never turned it on.
You know what? This last week, I brought it up to my BFF, who I don't know where the fuck that person... I don't even know anymore, man. I got to send out a fucking smoke signal.
Shit's been crazy.
Some milk cartons. Have you seen this person? But no, I brought up the show Fringe, and I'm like, oh yeah, she watched it. She fucking loved it. You watched it, bitch.
Don't
you make me sit you in front of that TV and turn it on.
I've watched things with him in it. I've watched quite a few things with him in it.
I know you've watched
it. I did not watch Fringe.
Bitch, you watched that fucking show. Don't you lie to me.
No.
I know you watched it. I fucking know you did. You were fucking with me right now.
No. I've watched a million shows. I know.
I know you watched it. I know you did. I remember you talking about it, me making fun of you for watching.
Okay, well, this is what you're watching next.
Maybe, I don't know yet. I was going to ask you if it was good, because I thought you fucking loved it. So now I'm confused.
Oh, God. Maybe I'll watch it along with you.
No, you watched it already. You fucking watched it.
I don't even know what the hell it's about.
You fucking loved it. I remember you talking about it. This was at our house up in New York before we
fucking
stopped
being brainwashed
and left.
That's what I'm saying. I know back when it was on.
I know.
But that's when...
remember you watching it.
It was on... around the same time that me, my sister, and my friend, we were all watching the same freaking shit. We were watching Revenge and Once Upon a Time and like all the same shows. We were all watching them together. I did not watch that show.
You saw it.
I know I didn't.
Lying motherfucker.
Anyways, you can find us at, because this will never be solved.
Yes, it will be. In a minute, I'm going to put you out in front of the TV, make you fucking turn it on. You're going to say, oh, this show.
No.
And we're going to retract the show.
You can find us at Voice Misery on all platforms, and Voice of Misery podcast at gmail.com. Apparently, I can't say it today.
Now don't forget the live show this Friday, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Keep an eye on social media. We'll post a link there. Or you can fucking bypass social media because it sucks and just subscribe on Podbean, download the app, and it'll pop up the notification. We'll see you guys in the chat. Always fun.